Yeah, of course. I mean, it was a good week for us after Palace. We gained confidence. We played good against them, and we used their momentum to build on that and to come here and put out really strong performance and got three massive points for us. We play good with a good performance, so it's great.
Two more goals for Andy Carroll. He seems to be in the form of his life at the moment.
Well, he's week in, week out, I'm saying the same words about Andy, is that he's a brilliant player, not only goals. His game definitely doesn't depend on goals. He makes the impact with his presence, with his work rate, with his quality. But the goals are also important, of course, for him. He's unbeatable. It's very hard to stop him in the box in the air. So for him to score a couple of goals is brilliant, of course.
Does a defensive job as well.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he loves it. I told you why I'm a big fan of Andy, because he gives you everything. And the only problem with Andy was that he wasn't available all the time. And now, hopefully, he's going to stay fit. He felt a little bit of the groin. We didn't want to risk because we don't want to lose him, of course. And he's great for us. Great player. Great. One of the leaders of the team as well. And he enjoys it. We enjoy it together with him.
Talking of leaders, you lost Mark Noble. Did that invite Middlesbrough on? And how serious is the injury?
Well, we still don't know. It's something with his knee. We have to wait, of course, to see the results of the scan or whatever. To lose him, a skipper who is like a leader and controlling, like he's like a metronome in the middle of the park. He's keeping together with Dobiang the team in shape and all that. And also very good on the ball. It was a blow, of course. But then the guys who, I mean, it's all about the squad, and it's not just a saying, it is the truth. The guys who came on, like Fernandez, like Caleri, and in the end, Collins, done the job really good.
Jose Font has come in. How big a boost is that, and will more follow?
I have to praise Angelo Ogbonna, because he plays the whole season with an injury. He needs an operation on his knee to be fit long term. And it was supposed to be 2 weeks ago, but I asked him to play a couple of more games for us. And then after today's game, he's going to do the operation, which is going to rule him out till the end of the season. That is not only why we got a Fonta, of course, but we needed one player in that. We needed it anyway. Fonta is he was not our target, because he wasn't. We thought that he ain't going to be available. But as soon as we read or found out that he's got a kind of a problems with Southampton or whatever, that he might be available, then we jumped on it straight away. Why? Because he's a great player. He's again one of them who is a foreigner, but he's English, like almost, because he played here for what, 8, 9, 10 years, League One, Championship, captain of Southampton, skipper, won Euros with Portugal. So it's a great addition to our team.